This episode is brought to you by Effecty. Let's be real. Losing weight isn't just about willpower. It's about having the right tools and support. That's why I want to tell you about Effecty. With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredient as popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications help regulate appetite and blood sugar, making weight loss sustainable and backed by science. Getting started is simple. Just fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth visit. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No waiting rooms, no hassle. One of the things I really appreciate about Effecty is their transparent pricing. There's no hidden fees, no membership required, and you could cancel at any time. You know exactly what you're paying for up front, period. And they don't leave you on your own. Effecty provides hands-on support with a dedicated team and licensed providers available to guide you through your weight loss journey step by step. Whether you're in a big city or a small town, Effecty makes this process accessible, personalized, and safe. Ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code BLESSED at checkout. That is Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code BLESSED to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Have you ever had those days where you're doing everything quote unquote right, eating clean, staying active, getting rest, but your energy's still crashing, your moods are all over the place, and you feel totally out of sync? I've definitely been there. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz myself, and the results were eye-opening. It said my body may be overflowing with estrogen, which could be behind symptoms like my fatigue, bloating, and low moods. And based on my results, the quiz recommended Hormone Harmony, a natural formula that helps flush out excess estrogen and brings your body back into balance. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to a brand new podcast called The Get Back Chat. The host is a mentee of mine in my Purpose to Podcast program, and I'm so excited to tell you about her show because I have seen from day one of me working with her how she has been focused and set on what the Lord has called her to do in this season. A lot of podcasts, especially in the Christian space, are coming from a perspective of trying to teach you something. So let's say going deeper in the word, let's say merging faith and business as we do here on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. But what I love about Hope's show is it's really a personal journal. It's really a testimony based podcast where you can listen and feel seen, feel heard, not talked at, but more so connected to, because I believe a lot of the stories that she's sharing about her own journey will resonate and connect with you while on yours. And not so that she can sell you anything, not so that she can convince you to do anything, but so that she can create this platform that's a safe space for you guys to go on this journey together. And that's what I love about this show. So many people so far have discussed how it's relatable, how they see themselves in her story. And I believe that it'll do the exact same thing for you. So before we get to a sample episode, let me tell you officially what the Give Back Chat is all about. The Give Back Chat is an intentionally cultivated platform that strives to provide safe space for the sharing of God's word in our testimony. The Bible says in Revelation 12 and 11, and they are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So from relatable stories about navigating godly friendships to sexual immorality and many things in between, I want you guys to join Hope every Thursday as she journeys through how we as the body of Christ can get our lives back. Don't just take my word for how amazing this show is. Check out this sample episode so that you can hear for yourself. The podcast is available right now. Everywhere that you get your podcast, just click the link in the show notes so that you can subscribe and become a faithful and dedicated listener to the Give Back Chat podcast. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Give Back Chat. I am your host, Hope Marcella, and wow, it's our second episode, and this is real, okay? This is actually happening, so I'm still like kind of reeling in this moment. Just bear with me on that part. But last week, we just set the room. You know, I wanted to set the tone. I wanted to set the vibe, kind of introduce y'all to who I am just a little bit, just to get you, you know, familiar with me and set the expectation of the podcast moving forward. And so I figured, what better way than our first official Got My Life Back story than to start with where my faith began. And that is the title of today's episode, Where the Faith Began. So let's do it. Let's get into it. So I am Church of God in Christ, grew up Kojic. I've been Church of God in Christ my whole life, Tennessee Central jurisdiction to be exact. And I basically spent my whole childhood in church. Okay. I'm talking about three services on Sundays, Bible study on Tuesdays, choir rehearsal, usher board, the praise dance team, VBS throughout the summer, doing VBS tours at other churches through the summer. What else? AIM conventions, Holy Convocation, you name it, I was there. I literally spent my whole childhood in church. Now, I was not one of those kids that felt forced to be in church. I enjoyed it. My church friends were cool. We always would have a good time together. And I don't know, it was something about growing up in the church in the South back then that just, it did it. And I really enjoyed growing up in church. So I was never one of those kids. But then somewhere along the line, I got a little older. You know, you start smelling yourself a little bit, start getting and feeling grown, even though you ain't nowhere near to being grown. And, you know, it didn't become like a
I don't want to be here kind of thing. It was just I feel like I could be doing other things kind of thing. I still wanted to be at church, but I just wanted to also be living my life. I started having more friends outside of church and outside of my cousins, and they were doing some of everything. So I wanted to be doing some of everything. And I finally graduated high school and I went to college. And college is where it all kind of took a turn. I got to college and I tried to go to church one time. I went to Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and they had a bus. I'm not sure if it's still there. I'm pretty sure it is. But they had a bus that would come every Sunday from Mount Zion in Nashville to pick up students to come to church. Now, it's no shade to Mount Zion because Mount Zion is a wonderful church. But at the time, I just was not receptive. I made up any excuse I could to not want to go. I was like, it's too mega churchy. It's not my kind of vibe. I'm used to my whole small church. We know each other. I'm cool with them. I don't want to know y'all. And so that was the last time I went to church when I got to college. And honestly, again, things just kept taking a turn. I started having freedom. I started doing whatever I wanted to. And it was never a space of not having a reverence for God, because that was never going to be my jam, okay? I always knew who God was, or who God is, I should say. But I think I felt that, okay, I acknowledge him. I respect him enough to acknowledge him. And that's really all I got to do. God know my heart, because y'all know we love to say that one. Oh, the Lord knows my heart. That's exactly the space I was living in. God knows my heart. And then on top of, I got a praying family. I'm covered. I'm good. I can do this, because I also was living in the mindset of, I'm going to live my life a little bit. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to turn up. I'm going to do what I want to do for a few years. And then when I'm ready to settle down and find a husband and get married and have kids and live my best life with the Lord, I'm going to do that. Baby, I was so wrong. I was so wrong. Because, yeah, no, that wasn't going to work. And then it got into this space of Murfreesboro was kicking my tail. Okay. I was getting beat up left and right. Okay. Could not win. Little did I know at the time that was my turn in life, where the things that I had experienced out through my childhood, the things that I was angry about, all of those things, it was starting to kind of uproot. I didn't realize it then, but looking back on it now, that was kind of my uprooting process, where the things that I was so accustomed to, the traumas that I had experienced, they were starting to be uprooted from my life. And I ended up getting to a space where I had no choice but to go home. So for context, I graduated high school in 2014, so I went to college the fall of 2014. I ended up coming home in the spring of 2017. And that's where I felt like was rock bottom for me, because girl, I done dropped out. I ain't finished school. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I have no direction. I don't know what's going on. So I spent the better part of 2017 taking on jobs here and there, trying to find my joy, trying to find my happiness. And eventually down the line, I found aesthetics. And that is where that faith really started to take root again. And the things that were trying to be replaced with the things of God. And of course, you know, sanctification is a process. So I had to go through some things to get to where I am today. But 2017, I found aesthetics. And that was all God. And I mean all God. When I finally got into aesthetic school, that was January of 2018. And I graduated in June of 2018. I immediately went into business for myself. And I had made a decision, like, I really want this. I really want this to be the best thing I've ever done in my life. Because if I'm going to go for it, and I loved it, you know, I want to go for it and I want to go at it wholeheartedly.
Let me put y'all on for a second. Shopping on Revolve.com is truly an experience. It's like having a personal stylist built into the site. Whether it's vacation, brunch, birthday, or date night, as I was looking for, or if you want to just get cute for no reason, at Revolve.com, they get it. And they curate it for you, which makes the shopping experience so easy. One of the things I love the most were the accessories. I went straight for the designer shades, the dainty bracelets, the statement watches, all of my favorite things to have in my closet. And with summer right around the corner, I was all in the shoe section. There are so many cute styles that are perfect for dressing up or just running errands in style. They carry over 1,200 brands, from everyday favorites to designer must-haves. Plus, they drop new arrivals daily. I also love their size inclusivity. As someone who has been having babies over the last 5 years or so, my size varies. And I love that they have options from extra, extra small all the way up to 4X. From last-minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and easy returns, all on them. And for a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of my favorite styles at revolve.com/blessed and receive 15% off your first order with code BLESSED. That's revolve.com/blessed to shop my top picks and get 15% off your first order with code BLESSED. Offer ends June 15th, so don't miss out. This episode is brought to you by Cozy Earth. As a mom of two and a full-time entrepreneur, my days are nonstop. And I've learned the hard way that when I don't sleep well, everything feels harder and everything suffers. That's why I had to upgrade my nights with Cozy Earth. Their bamboo sheet set, let me tell you, game changer. It's the softest, most breathable fabric I've ever slept on. And the best part to me is the temperature regulation. I'm someone who gets hot in my sleep. I freeze my husband every night with the fan, but with the temperature regulation, I don't have to wake up hot or tossing and turning. I just rest deeply. So if you're someone who wears multiple hats like me, sometimes we have a tendency of putting ourselves last, and it's time to change that. Prioritize sleep and prioritize you. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my code BLESSED for up to 40% off sheets, pajamas, towels, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, code BLESSED. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know that you heard it right here. Sleep better with Cozy Earth. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is a huge deal. My oldest is heading to kindergarten in the fall, and fun fact, his school uses IXL. So we are so excited to lean into it. If you're anything like me, you want to set your child up for success. But sometimes those homework questions feel like another language, especially this new math that these kids are doing. Or maybe your child is ahead and needs more of a challenge. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. It's designed to help them really master topics in a fun, encouraging way. And here's what I love. IXL works for every child. Whether your kid is just starting out or in high school, one subscription gives you everything, pre-K through 12th grade. It's backed by research, and kids who use IXL consistently score higher on tests. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., and 1 in 4 students nationwide are learning with it right now. So if you're looking to save time, save money, and see real progress, this is the smartest investment that you can make. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So that's honestly the beginning of where my faith started. But it wasn't until 2019 when I heard something. Actually, my mentor, she was on her podcast and she said something. And she said, Someone is waiting on you to be obedient. Someone's blessing, someone's breakthrough, someone's whatever it is on the other side of you being obedient. So who isn't getting what they need because you haven't been obedient? And that was 2019. Y'all, it's 2025 right now. I still think about that to this day. When I find myself wanting to throw in the towel, just serve God on a small little level and not do what he told me to do. I hear her say that in my head. Someone's blessing, someone's breakthrough, someone's whatever it is on the other side of you being obedient. And that is, I truly feel that was the catalyst to push me further. Now, it took from 2019 till 2022 to fully immerse myself in my faith. But when I finally hit that space of like, yeah, baby, this is it. We can't keep living this life. We can't keep living this life. We can't keep sticking around in foolishness and playing with the Lord like that, you know? Because all the while, I'm growing in my business. I'm being refined like no other because, listen, entrepreneurship is not for the weak. I don't know why the people be trying to tell folks, oh, you need to work for yourself. Don't work for them. Listen, entrepreneurship is not for the weak. And that is so, so, so much of a faith game. And over the course of those years, I just kept seeing God's hand and he kept changing me a little bit at a time. You know, I think it's such a thing where we get so caught up in like, I have to change everything before I come to Christ. No, you just got to be willing. You just got to be willing. You just have to have an open heart to want to be changed. Because how dare I think that I could change years on years on years of damage, of trauma, of disappointment, of hurt, of heartbreak, of whatever it was, that I could do that on my own strength and then come to Christ. Because, I mean, if we did, we wouldn't need him, right? And so that's honestly how the whole thing began for me. I've known of the Lord my whole life. Like I said, I grew up in church and I always had a reverence for God. But it's something about knowing him through other people versus knowing him for yourself. And going into business for myself was a very big push into that space. But in those first couple of years, we went through some things and I reached a pit. And I said to myself, we cannot keep living this way. This is not conducive. And continuing this path will land you in hell. If we just gonna be honest, if we're gonna call a spade and be so for real right now, the path I was on was leading me straight to hell, was leading me straight to destruction, was leading me straight to nowhere. And when you are in a space of witnessing the goodness of God around everyone else, you can't help but be like, man, hold on, I kind of want some of that too. And that's where I decided. Because it's a choice, you know, it's a choice. It is absolutely a choice to say, I no longer want to live my life this way. I no longer want to live my life trying to be in control. I no longer want to do this thing on my own because clearly I'm not doing a good job. You know, like, let's be for real. Trying to do this thing, trying to walk this walk, live life on our own strength, it's not fun. If you really get to the core of all the things, it's not fun. It's not pleasing. It's not. It's just, let's be so for real right now. Because if you think about it, so much of it is so surface. Just kind of knowing who he is, but not really reverencing him. Knowing who he is, but not honoring his word. Knowing who he is, but not living by his standards, it's so surface. And when you make the choice to finally and fully commit, it's like a light bulb of realizing God loves me. He loves me so much that he made and set up provision for me. He loves me so much that all of this wrongdoing, he forgives me of it. He loves me so much that he sent his son to die for me so that I may have a chance at eternal life, so that I wouldn't have to take the brunt of punishment that I absolutely deserve. And it's such an awe-inspiring moment when you realize that. And that change from living however you want to live to being fully committed is truly life-altering. And, you know, as I prepare for this episode, you might have seen it so far, maybe you haven't, but a tagline that God gave me along with the show was, here's a little story on how I got my life back. And it was in my preparation for this episode because I just recently went to a discipleship and leadership conference. And so in that time of training and everything, things just kind of kept downloading for me. And it hit me why the Lord gave me that tagline of, here's a little story on how I got my life back. Because he is the life. He is the life. This platform is not about me. This platform has nothing to do with me whatsoever. Yes, I put it together. Yes, I'm the host. Yes, you're going to hear my voice every Thursday, but it's not about me. This whole space is for the glorification of God. He absolutely charged me to be vulnerable and share some of my testimony and to create a space for others to do the same. But the ultimate goal is to guide people to him. His word says in John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly, because he's the life giver, the way maker, the present help, the perfect father, and everything else in between. So if you are considering making that step, if you're considering making the choice to commit, to give your life to Christ, I absolutely encourage you to do it. And I pray that it can continue to weigh on your heart to see the value and the benefit of choosing Christ, because it's not about the things that we get walking in this walk, about the accolades or the money, the houses, the cars. It's about him. It's about his presence. It's about relationship. It's about knowing him, knowing his character. And that's literally what he wants more than anything from us, is to be in relationship with him. If I leave you with nothing else, I want to remind you that no matter your background or history, whether you grew up glued to the church like I did, or you knew a little bit about him but never really explored him, or if the idea of Jesus Christ is completely new to you, know that he loves you, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so I want to close us out with our prayer. I told you guys to make sure that you learn it, because we're going to pray this prayer often. Lord, help me to be all that you would have me to be, no matter what that looks like, in full faith, in full obedience, and within your will. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Precise to cold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.